started off such an incredible Elzman with such awesome energy, excitement for growth. It should only continue. Absolutely great. And when we think about growth, we always have to think about what are we growing towards? What's the end goal? What's going to be like? What are we going to be like at the end of this immediate time period? So we think about the day, we fast forward towards Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, the end of the El Zman. And what do we like on Yom Kippur? The Maral tells us that many of the customs throughout the day of Yom Kippur reflect the fact that our inner self becomes revealed. Who are we really? We don't really need shoes. We're not that physical. Inside us, we are spiritual human beings. Holy, holy people. To the extent that during the Shema of Yom Kippur, we say, we recite Baruch Shem Kivod Machuso La'olam Va'ed aloud, out loud. We shout it out. Like the angels shout it out. Meaning we start right now in the beginning of Elul, but at the end we're going to become like angels. That's what we're going to be like. Very high, lofty place. So someone might say that, yeah, ain't me. An angel, that's not me. Yeah, okay, there are some very righteous individuals maybe that we know, maybe that we heard of. They're close to becoming like angels, but that's not me. Those three words, that's not me, are the key for failure. Okay, for example, in a marriage, a wife might need a certain amount of attention or a certain way of being spoken to or a certain amount of time to be spoken to. But, you know, I'm a man. With my friends, chick-chock. Quick word here, quick word there. We know how to talk. I sit there for 45 minutes listening and then I have to respond with long sentences to get the point. That's not me. If you say that's not me, then you're in a lot of trouble. The relationship won't be able to thrive. It could be that you're not a person that easily is able to compliment someone else. You know your friend needs the compliment. It will uplift him. It will make him a giant. He'll feel so good. He's down in the dumps. You're going to give him a compliment that's going to make him feel great. But I don't speak like that. That's not me. It's not cool to compliment. That's not the way we do it. My friend, we don't do it like that. That attitude of that's not me only inhibits us. It doesn't allow us to become giants. It doesn't allow us to activate the godless, the greatness that lies within us. We could be amazing. We could do tremendous things. You just have to have a paradigm shift. And you know what? Sometimes it's not exactly the way you always act. But it is me. It's just a different version of myself. It's a better version of myself. I'm showing outward a better version of myself. I can speak nicely if I have to. I'll do it on a business meeting. I'll do it when I need to impress someone. I can also do it with my parent or my friend or my teacher or my wife. I could do it. When I want to do it, I'm able to do it. It's just not constant for me or it's not easy for me. But it is me. Just a different version, a better version of who I am. And that shift allows us to start acting on a whole different plane. Some people say, I can't wake up early for Shacharis, 7:10, to come into the Beis Medrash to learn. That's like the really strong guy. That's not me. Or I can't take on a chesed project. Sometimes we put up signs, who's going to join this chesed project? It makes me feel a little weird when around those types of people. That's not me. It just holds us back from being great, from growing, from interacting, from making the world a better place. It is me, and therefore I could do it. Once I start acting on that plane and start acting with my better version of myself, then in fact it actually starts to become easier for us. We are more naturally able to act that way, and we become internally even greater. And we see that from this week's parsha in the negative way. The Torah tells us something very fascinating. In Perek Chaf, It speaks about what happens when you go out to war. You're fighting your enemies. And it talks about the general, the Kohen Meshuach HaMelchama, the Kohen who's going to go out and lead us. It speaks about who's qualified to fight the war, who's not qualified to fight the war. It speaks about how to make peace with the people who you're about to fight. It speaks about what happens when you conquer the land. Are you allowed to cut down the trees? Kisatsura Sayir, you conquer the, you put a siege around the place, the city. Are you allowed to cut down the fruit trees over there? All these laws about going out to war. The beginning of next week's parsha, exactly, it's a continuation. Kisatsura Milchama Loivecha, and it speaks about the certain captives that one takes during war. But in the middle, I skipped the part of the Chumash. In the middle of all the laws of the war, we learn about the Egla Arufa. What is that about? It's about some guy who perhaps no one even knows, who's found dead outside of the city. He was murdered. And the question is, which city is responsible for his death? Is it this city? Is it that city? There are laws of measuring, how to figure it out. This has nothing to do with war. A regular guy who went on a trip. He was in your city and he went back home to his city. He was found murdered close to your city. We blame the city that was closest. It's their responsibility. They should have protected him on some way. Nothing to do with war. Why all of a sudden, smack in the middle of the laws of war, do we speak about some guy who was found murdered and who to blame? So in the Sefer Be'or Panacha, he explains as follows. He says, when someone goes out to war and he's fighting, shooting, he's involved with death on a daily basis, we become desensitized to the value of life. It affects us. Before we went into the war, we're going to kill someone, God forbid, right? But when you're in it and you're doing it all the time, you start not to be as sensitive towards the value of life. Someone showed me an article about people who were fighting in Iraq. And they were asking him afterwards, so what happened after you shot the gun? And he said, I only shot twice. The second time I shot, it was easy. It was like shooting in a video game. He said, I play video games all the time. And it's like shooting a game. The guy was there, took my gun, I shot it. By playing video games, you start to become desensitized to shooting a gun. Here the Torah is coming to teach you, you're in the middle of war. I'm telling you all about war, about life and death, what to do, how to make peace, all the laws of war. You're in war. I have to remind you the value of a life. One single guy you might not even know, if he's found murdered, it's your responsibility. You can't become desensitized. You have to remember and reconnect to our initial value system. We get affected. We're always affected by our outward actions. Something that the Sefer Achinuch writes many, 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 many times in many mitzvahs, that by performing the mitzvahs, maybe we don't feel it, but when we go ahead and we do it again and again and again, it affects us internally. It affects the way we believe, affects our value system, it makes us a better person. Our outward actions could affect us negatively and can affect us positively. And therefore, if we want to become better, it's not me to speak a certain way to a friend. It's not me to give so much time to my parents. Now we invest a lot of times in relationships that we need to get something from. My parents are going to give me anyway, so, okay, hi, how's everything, good, bye. It much faster, much quicker not to invest. It's not me. But if we go ahead and we say, you know what, it's not me all the time, but it is me, and I could do it, and that's really the better of who I am, and I start to do it again and again and again. And yes, it's not so comfortable to do that chesed, that act of chesed. I do a little feel uneasy when I'm around those people. Or it's not so easy to wake up in the morning early to get a little learning in so I could focus better for my davening. These things aren't so easy. But I can do it. If I need to do it, I do it. I can do it because it is me. And when I start to do it, again and again and again, I condition myself to become internally greater, to become a giant. And my bracha to everyone here is that we're able to take the energy and the excitement that we have right now to push our limits, things that maybe aren't so comfortable, what we know is right, we know that it's the right thing to do, it's the greater way, it's the best, and to do it, and to do it again, and again, and that will change us internally, and then we'll be able to go into the great days of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and to reveal the angel, the Kedusha, the extreme holiness that we have all inside us. Shabbos.